What would you think if every morning when you went to your computer, you found the words, "I love you, have a wonderful day"? That would be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They should build that into computers so that they come up automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But if you saw that there, you'd think that's very nice. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarado, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Well, every morning when I get up, I go to my computer and I turn it on. It's already on, but I mean, I turn on the screen, and out comes, "Good morning, Herb, I love you." And it's a beautiful message. It's a message from all the people that I work with all over the world. And the names just sort of flicker across the screen one after the other of all the individuals that I'm working with, of all the people that I love and work with so carefully. And they're all saying, "Good morning, Herb, I love you, good morning, good morning." And it's a wonderful thing. Now, what would you think if you would turn on your computer in the morning and the first thing to greet you on your internet, on your email, would be, "Good morning, I love you"? And then you would see a stream of names of all the people in the world whom you love very dearly and who you care about, and people who are here and people who are not here, people who are memories and people who are actuals, you know, all the things that would happen. What would you think of that? Would you think that was kind of cool? Would it be kind of boring after a while? Day after day after day after day after day seeing it, and you shout, "All right already, all right already, I got the message, you love me and I love you too, you know, and I cannot spend my entire day on the computer sending thank you to each one of you for your lovely greeting first thing in the morning. I don't have time for that." Well, yes, you do have time for that. You do have time for that, because you see, all the people who can send you a greeting have an email name, they have an email address, and they can all be on your email address list, and you can send it out to them and just have it to all on your email address. Say, "Good morning, I love you, I love you, this is whoever you are, and I love you," maybe even a picture of you with a great big smile on your face, you know. Or maybe you in the swimming pool, or maybe you walking the dog, or maybe you doing something, but send it out every morning to everyone that you love, everyone who is on your email list. And after a while, they get tired of that. After a while, every morning they open up their email, and there's Ellen's face sticking there in their nose and saying, "Good morning, I love you. All right already, you know, and give me a break, you know." And is that what would happen?
No.
Why wouldn't that happen?
Because it's a joy to receive that every day. Love is what it's all about.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. It's a joy to receive it every day. But now, there will be people who will write and say, "Please take me off your list." And so, what do? You ignore it. Are you going to stop loving somebody just because they tell you to stop loving them?
No.
Are you going to take them off the list just because they want to have you take them off the list? No. Now, you see, there's a lot of people who say they want to be off my list because I send out all these beautiful little quips that I get in from puppy dogs and kitty cats and turtles and what have you. And I feel to myself, no, if they don't want me, they can just put a block, and they can just block my email, and that's good, let them block it, and so they can block it, and I won't be heard from again. But you see, they significantly would have to do that, and to do that would mean that they really don't want to receive a blessing every morning. Now, what would you think, Ellen, if every morning when you woke up, you opened your computer and there was Lorenza, Jeremy, your daughter-in-law, and she says to you, "Hi, Mom, how are you today? I love you, and all the best to you. Giacomo and I have just had a wonderful trip up into the mountains, and we went skiing, and I'm not too much for skiing, but he loves to ski, and he is good, you know. And your grandson is just fabulous, and I love it. And here's a picture of Giacomo, too. Giacomo, say hello to your grandma, you know. And, hi, Grandma, how you doing? Love you. Wish you were here. Having fun. Bye." You know? And what would you think? What would you think? Every morning, you'd wake up and there'd be some sort of a statement or a blessing. Every morning, Giacomo were on the computer and saying, "Hi, Grandma, how you doing? Got any gifts for me? Any presents for me? You know, I'm always ready for presents, you know. So I love you. Bye-bye." You know? And you'd say to yourself, "Ay, ay, ay, ay." You know? And, but you'd love it. Now, what about all five of your other grandchildren? Now, what if they would all send you an email every morning? So then you'd have six emails every morning. And then you'd have one from your son and daughter, maybe 7, 8, and then their husband and wives, 9 and 10. And then your ex-daughter-in-law, that'd be 11. And then who else? I don't know. I'm sure there are others, too. Maybe your uncles and aunts, and or not, I don't know, your brother-in-law and his wife and their kids, and what about Sabrina, you know, and her kid and what have you. And all the wonderful, you'd just be busy as a cat on a hot tin roof with all these expressions of, "Good morning, I love you, ha 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 ha, wonderful to see you." And then what would you do? You'd write back to all of them and you'd say, "I love you all, you know, I'm just so happy to receive your messages every morning. You just lighten my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Or maybe you don't answer it at all. Maybe you just receive it and love it, as many people do, and just sort of let it soak in and let it sort of be part of your life and let it sort of be part of your world. You know, that'd be quite a beautiful thing, wouldn't it? Just think, if that was what would happen to you, what would you do? What would you do? Yes, after a while it'd be tiring. After a while it'd be tough because you feel, "I can't answer them all." Don't try. Because when you're the President of the United States and everybody in the United States writes to you and says, "Hi, Prez, I think you're wonderful, you're doing a great job, proud of you, you know, bye, love you, bless you," and then you should answer them all, my goodness sakes, you send out carte blanche answer to them all. You send out an answer to say, "To the people of the United States, you're fantastic. Thank you for your support. Every morning I get an email from each one of you, telling me how wonderful I am. And it takes me all day to listen to it, and I don't have time to do anything else." So I have to just sort of put you on and fast forward and enjoy all of you, and enjoy all of you in a very rapid way. But I do. Maybe elected president again and again and again. But you see, the thing is, accept. Just accept. And, hey, you heard the statement. If you want a friend, you must
be a friend.
So if you want, you have to send them out. So get your mailing list up full to the brim and get it all for, what do you call it?
A group,
get a group, and then every morning you write, "This is a glorious day here in Southern California. The weather is fine. There's a fog in the air with a light mist everywhere, and everything is a glow and expression of just beauty and gloriousness. This is so wonderful. And when the sun comes out later today, it'll dry off the moisture from the leaves, and it'll take away part of their twinkle, and it'll bring out the greenness, and everything looks so glorious. This is a wonderful day, and thank you, thank you, thank you for all being in my world. I love you, I love you, love you." Ellen Germany, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Financial Officer, Chief Operating Officer, Cheese of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy in Campo, California, where the School of Master and Absolute Monastery, and oh boy, we could just go on and on and have lots of fun. So, yes, this is she in person talking to you in person. I love you, I love you, I love you. And goodbye. And then watch what happens. People will say, enough already. And you say, that's up to you. Block me if you can. And if you can, just remember, one of these messages I may send through might have $1 million in it, you know. It might be your number, and you can't afford not to be listening. And so forth. But I love you, I love you, I love you. But I am me. And if you don't like me, block me out of your world. If you like me, include me in it. And say so from time to time. So, you see, Ellen, you see, Ingeborg, a smile gets more honey than
vinegar.
than a frown, than vinegar, right? Yeah, no, a smile brings more bees around than a frown. But just know that you're in charge. And just imagine, Sylvia, if every single person that you would have on your email list, you know, on your group, would receive from you just a twinkling little thing, maybe you in your tutu dancing across the lawn in the mist in the early morning, you know, and they'd say, "My God, what is that all about?" You know, and then they'd write back and send you a picture of them in their tutu dancing across the front lawn. And, you know, pretty soon we'd have everybody dancing across their front lawns in a tutu. Wouldn't that be absolutely the craziest thing? I mean, and then, and you with the two dogs traipsing after you, or three dogs, you know, and three dogs and three cats. My goodness sakes, you would be the cat's meow. And how wonderful that would be. Or a picture of Ellen going down and feeding the cats, you know, because Ingeborg's not going down right now and doing that. But a picture of Ellen going in feeding the cat, and the cat leaping at Ellen saying, "It's about time we go here, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry." Or walking her path, or Ingeborg, you coming over to the Hermitage and watering the plants. Instead of taking the faucet, the hose, you take the bucket, and you hold the bucket up. I mean, because you're doing your weightlifting program, you know. This is part of your program, to lift up these weights. And Sylvia's got the weights in her room, and I got the weights in my room, and you don't have any weights in your room, and you wouldn't use them if you had them. And so, but you do lift up sprinkling cans, and you like to lift them up and hold them up there. You know, that's a good weightlifting offense, you know, holding the sprinkling can up there so that you can water these different plants that are hanging around my house, or outside of my house. So, you see, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And I tell you, if we put out pictures like that, we would have quite a response. But wouldn't it be wonderful?
Uh-huh.
And wouldn't people think that was great?
Good.
And it's the simplest thing in the world to do that, you know. Simplest thing in the world to pop a picture on our email. Go out and take a dozen pictures or 30 pictures, you know, and then have them on your computer, and then pull one up for each day. And then when it's time to get another set, then you get another set. And my goodness, you'd have more pictures of you than you could shake a stick. But wouldn't it be wonderful? Now, I'm sure there are people who are listening here who are going to say, please don't do that. Please don't start that. You know, I don't want to have it every morning to wake up and say, "Good morning, world, I love you." Yes, but why not?
Why not?
Why not? You see, it's a good way to tell the world that I'm on top of it and I'm having a ball. And if you don't want to do that, then just say it to yourself and walk your path and have fun. Yeah. We live in a wonderful world, don't we?
Yes.
So have fun and do everything beautiful and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.